This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Trey Lintner. Today I'm joined in the studio by JoJo Stewart, the manager of Cape Girardeau Regional Airport, to discuss their partnership with Contour Airlines and the opening of flights to Dallas beginning this December, in addition to other topics surrounding the airport's operations. Thanks for being with us today, JoJo.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I wanted to first ask, what guided the decision to open flights for Dallas and Fort Worth specifically compared to other locations?
Really, it came down to, we had last year when the DOT announced and we had the different airlines, we actually had six of them that, you know, wanted to bid on our airport. We did some surveys and we asked, you know, the community, and Dallas was one of the top ones that the community chose that they wanted to go to. So we looked, you know, we looked into that option, and Contour is one of the ones that had that as a possibility.
And so what details, what prices can people expect for these flights?
Details that it's going to be an afternoon departure. We're still going to Chicago in the mornings. That'll be, I think, a 3:45 departure to Dallas-Fort Worth. The prices should be around the same as what it is Chicago is what I'm in, you know, anticipating, just because it is part of the supplement. We're going to have five flights a week going to Dallas.
Now, the Department of Transportation decided to continue Cape Airport's partnership with Contour Airlines, as you touched on a little bit. While some were hoping that a contract would be set under different services, what benefits can we see from the decision that was made?
Well, of course, the community wanted American. That's what they had chose, and that's what we asked DOT for. But again, DOT has the final say. The different in the cost, but Contour obviously has the same flight pattern going to Dallas and Chicago, which is what American had. So that's, you know, pretty much the same. And since Contour is already here, they're already familiar with us, and we're familiar with them, and they're a great partner to work with, as you know, because come in the spring, they're actually going to have Pensacola flights, and they're doing that on their own dime. So they're, like, as I said, we wouldn't get that with another airline. And since they have a good rapport with us, they were flexible and said, hey, let's open up Florida, have a couple flights to Florida in the spring.
Seems like a good vacation flight there. And I know I've seen a lot of changes in general from the airport in the past few years, including with the remodeling of the building itself. Can you touch on that journey and the growth that the airport's experienced?
Yeah, so everyone knows we got a 20,000 square foot new terminal to basically bring us up into the modern age, get rid of our old dungeon that we had as the old terminal, 1953. So with that said, we were able to build a new one, bigger, better. We have room for expansion, so if we do include more airlines, we've redone couple of the taxiways. One of them, another one that we're redoing right now, should be done by the end of this month. We have another scheduled taxiway rehabilitation project. Hopefully we'll start next spring. The U.S. Aviation, the SEMO flight program, they've grown immensely. So they are actually in the old terminal. They actually took that over. So that's been a big change down at the airport. They started with six aircraft. They're up to 13 now. So that's a big change. We put new T-hangers in. We got two T-hangers, which will house 20 aircraft. That's already full. So that's some of the expansions.
And you spoke a little bit on Cape Airport working with SEMO's aviation program. Can you describe what resources the airport provides for that program?
Yeah, so they approached us because they were already outgrew their hangar that, you know, we had an agreement with them before. So I was like, yeah, well, you know, maybe we can get together and figure out getting into the old terminal. They did. So we had to do some tie downs out in front of the old terminal. Obviously we didn't have tie downs out there before because that was where the airlines parked. So my guys down in operations installed some tie downs for them so they can keep 10 of their aircraft out in front of that. I'm looking forward to our partnership to continue ahead. And I know the SEMO flight school, they have, hopefully they'll get an ATC program. That's on the next horizon. So that'll be a good step. And our controllers will help them in their training with that.
All right. And then are there any other changes or anything that locals can see from the airport in the coming years?
We do have a corporate hangar being built right now. We're hoping very soon we're going to get a perimeter fence. Once we get that, that would enable us to go with airlines or with flights with you know, bigger, more than 61 seats. That's the FAA stipulation on that. Come down to Cape, try it out, and we're going to have a, you know, second destination going to Dallas. So we have Chicago and Dallas. If you can't, you know, if you can't find a place to go to out of Chicago or Dallas, then you're not looking very hard.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for talking with me today, JoJo, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Going Public. For previous episodes, visit krcu.org.